Hi, listeners. Stories have so much power, and so does whoever controls the narrative. It is time that we dissect and analyze these stories. I am Vipul, and this is Woke Tales. Hi everyone, this is a Halloween special, and what's more Halloween-y than a witch and a cat? This German story is from a book of cats and creatures called Katchen the Cat. On that catty note, it's story time. Well, now here's a terrible old witch for you. And my word, a hideous one too. As if there's anything wrong with green spectacles and having shark-like teeth. This witch is a storm raiser, bringing down rain or hail depending on her mood, and she wears a ruby ring that can turn her invisible. It also allows her to enchant whosoever she pleases to do her will. The witch has made much use of her ring to transform people into animals that she can sell, and to force-feed prisoners until they are fat enough for the pot. So she's certainly hideous in personality. One day, as she is out and about masquerading as a kindly old lady, she stumbles across the very best haul of her life, the king's young children. A boy and a girl, who slipped away from their minders and lost themselves in the woods. The witch quickly ingratiates herself with the frightened children, promising to lead them home. Instead, she takes them to a little house made of birch branches, her home, where she immediately strips them of all valuables, including their expensive clothes, and locks them up in the dark with nothing but sacks to wear. As for what she means to do with them, well, the witch can't decide whether she is in it for reward money or a royal dinner. But she's leaning more towards dinner. The princess is sobbing her heart out. The prince is hammering at the door of their prison and trying to threaten the witch with his father's rage. But she has neither sympathy nor fear, and all the children can do is huddle together while they wait for whatever she does next. There is, however, someone else living in the cottage. During her travels, the witch encountered a young flower seller called Katchen. And, showing a really mean sense of humor, turned the girl into a tabby cat, who now serves her as a familiar. The witch believes Katchen to be entirely under her control. That, however, is never a safe assumption to make where cats or children are concerned. And Katchen has secretly been learning magic. Now, with two captives in the house and a chance to save them, Katchen decides it is time to act. She rises very early and blows out a breath across her bed. "Bed, bed, I conjure thee," she demands. "Take my voice and speak for me." Then she carefully picks her way down the stairs, giving the same order to each step in turn. "Hurt. Should the witch inquire," she tells the fireplace, "say that Katchen lights the fire." Last, she comes to the locked room where the children are imprisoned, and she demands the door open itself. When the witch wakes, she screams at Katchen to get up and light the fire. The bed calls down a soothing answer. But the witch is not the type to be soothed. She is soon screaming at Katchen again to find out what she's doing. She gradually realizes that though she can hear Katchen's voice, she can hear no other sounds of activity in the kitchen and leaps up to find out what's going on. It is immediately apparent that Catchin has taken the royal children and fled into the woods. So the witch mentally adds her familiar to the cooking pot and heads after the runaways. She is very quick, quick enough to start catching up despite their head start. Catchin desperately calls out to the stag leading a passing herd of deer, begging that two of his hinds carry the children to safety. The stag goes one better and brings over a third hind to carry Catchin herself. These three gallop away while the rest of the herd fade into the woodland and the stag lies in wait for the witch. As soon as she comes into sight, he charges, lifting her onto his antlers. In her struggle to get free, the witch's ring slides off her finger and onto an antler. The deer feels its power as a massive increase in his already impressive strength. He powers towards the king's castle, unstoppable, while the witch flails in vain. The stag sees a lake in the castle grounds and plunges straight into it. He soon emerges on the other side, but the witch sinks to the bottom of the lake, and so does her ring. The death of the witch breaks her spells. By the time Catchin arrives at the palace, she's a human girl again. The king adopts her on the spot and throws out a decree banning the hunting of deer in the royal forest. And so, Catchin the witch's servant becomes Catchin the princess, safe and adored in the arms of her new family. The end. I love going on and on about Right of Witch's Servant whenever I read any tales with witches. So it seems fitting to have a story of a rebellious familiar who ends up living her dreams. The witch in this fairy tale is a genuinely nasty piece of work. A cannibalistic opportunist who exploits anyone and everyone she meets. While her powers do have a very Tolkien flavor, right down to the manner of her death, I'd watch out for that ring in years to come. She's also a decent strategist, though her plans have a counterbalance in witchy hedonism. She's a good villain, and Catchin, who's a better strategist, play-acting subservience while she squirrels away spells, is a delightful heroine. If it comes down to picking a side between a witch and the cat, no prizes for guessing whose side I'm on. On that catty note, bye for now. Let me know your thoughts on the story and our discussion by emailing me on woketalespodcast@gmail.com or through social media at woketalespodcast on Instagram and woketalespod on Twitter. And please rate, review, and like Woketales Podcast, and don't forget to subscribe so you can easily access our weekly stories. If you have any story recommendations, or if you want to come dissect and analyze a story with me, give me a shout out on email or social media, because whatever you do, keep dissecting and keep analyzing.